In recent weeks, we've heard from a lot of business owners trying to get a lifeline through the federal government's Paycheck Protection Program. This morning, we hear from some bankers. WBUR's Adrian Ma spoke with employees at Brookline Bank to understand how their jobs have changed as they rush to get the emergency loans to small businesses in need.
Since the Paycheck Protection Program started a month ago, Lindsay St. Pierre has been living and breathing PPP loans.
It's been a roller coaster, to be totally honest, because it really had a bit of a shaky start.
St. Pierre is a business banking officer at Brookline Bank, so she's often the first person business owners go to when they want a loan. She answers their questions, helps them fill out paperwork.
So it sounds simple, but when you have, you know, a couple hundred at a time coming in at the same day, it's not. I think I looked at one point in 30 days, I sent like 1,800 emails. It was crazy. It's just so much back and forth. I'm like, I think I'm getting arthritis in my fingers just from typing all day long.
Have you ever had to work this much before?
Not like this. It's strange because it's mentally draining, especially when we're really racing against the clock to make sure these people get their funding. If I drop the ball on one, that's a whole business that could potentially go under.
She says it is a lot to carry on her shoulders, especially because she's carrying something else. She's pregnant.
I'm due in 10 days, so.
Oof.
Yeah.
Even so, she says she has been working about 14 hours a day lately, and a lot of her colleagues are in the same boat.
It's gotten crazy. It's gotten really crazy.
Kevin Noyes is a vice president for this small Massachusetts bank, which has processed more than 1,100 loans so far. Unlike a lot of his employees, he is still going into the office. And despite the craziness, he gives off a vibe that might be best described as relentlessly cheerful. Like, he often ends his sentences with an affirming, yep, yep.
I got up at 5:30. Yeah, and I was here by between 6:30 and 7. Yep, yep.
Now, every PPP loan request has to go to the U.S. Small Business Administration for approval. But in recent days, Noyes says the SBA's electronic filing system has been jammed up.
The system, I would imagine, was getting hundreds of thousands of loans being put through at the same time.
So they found a way to avoid the rush by filing applications in the middle of the night.
Start them around 11 o'clock. We had a team of people that were really happy to do it. And they would start at 11 and finish around 4, and we got ours through without any problem.
After the SBA approves a loan application, it goes back to the bank for closing. And this part of the process is where Nini Pamachan comes in. She normally works in marketing, but a few weeks ago, she and a few dozen of her colleagues were drafted into the PPP loan effort.
It kind of sprung up, you know, I kind of got like a few days notice, and then all of a sudden, we all just kind of dove in headfirst without really knowing what we were getting ourselves into.
Pamachan is assigned to the inputting team, which just means when a loan is approved, she takes all the info about it from the forms and spreadsheets and types it into the official loan documents. And while she does miss her old job, she knows this one is important to the bank's customers.
They need this money to keep them afloat. And if I can be a cog in that wheel, then I'm proud to do that.
After she's done with an application, someone needs to send it to the customer. And that is where Lindsay St. Pierre comes back in.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Lindsay. How was your day?
It was busy. It's always busy.
It is 10 o'clock at night, and St. Pierre is still on her computer, finalizing the details on a virtual stack of approved loan applications.
I've done around 40. I have about 60 or so left.
It's worth mentioning these loans do come with strings attached, and they only cover a couple of months' worth of expenses. Also, St. Pierre says one thing that stresses her out about this whole program is knowing a lot of small businesses that need the money won't get it. In some cases, the stakes are personal.
A lot of these businesses are people that either I go get my car fixed at or restaurants that I go to. So a lot of them really do hit home.
Do you get to tell the customer that they've been approved?
Yes.
Is it like a celebratory moment? Is it like you're Oprah and you're like, you get a loan?
Definitely. Definitely for the first round because the funds ran out so quickly. So with that first round, telling people that they got it was amazing.
Since the second round of Paycheck Protection funding became available, she's been able to give more business owners good news. But in the back of her mind, she knows that any day now, the money will run out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.